in the end, he tried to go over the sea containers that were built around the school to keep the people in. So he tried to go over there with some other people, and he went up on the container, but instead of jumping off on the other side, he decided to stay on there and help other people of the containers. And until the riot cops came and told him to get off the containers again, so he jumped off on the inside and he was arrested. He was beaten up then, and he was being taken to a center to be deported to Holland, because they said that he came to Sweden to make trouble. And so he was, after 2 days, he was deported to Holland, and he was free when he arrived here on the airport. And so then he decided to put a complaint, because he was being held there against his will for no reason, and he was not free to go. And then, because he was beaten up when he was arrested, he tried to put in a complaint. Then they told him that they were not going to take his complaint into account. But a few weeks later, he received a notice that he was being charged with hitting a policeman and Waltham Oploop, which is, means a violent rioting. And so he tried to find out more about it, and his lawyer inquired in Sweden, and they said, yes, they are looking for you. And so we got the papers from the Swedish justice system for, like... Okay. Then we got the papers, which contain the evidence that's supposed to back up his case. And there are very strange declarations of different people who they all describe him differently, and it really makes no sense. They say different things, and it's a very weak case. So we thought that it wouldn't really be a problem. But then we talked with the Swedish lawyer, and he says that it would be a problem. Also, if you look at the other cases that were in Sweden with the EU summit, a lot of people have been convicted on little or no evidence for very long jail sentences, and people have been the Justice Department has known to tamper with the evidence in the cases, and they have given false witness in some occasions. So it's by no means sure that he's going to be acquitted, even though his case is so there's so little evidence. And we decided to gather some evidence to the contrary, because he didn't do it. And we found some video material. We have 3 videotapes on which you can see that he is not doing it. And we found some witnesses. Nay? Nay. So we have the evidence, but the Swedish lawyer does not think that it's going to help him enough to win the case, because of the things that have gone wrong in the last cases, and they're just interested in giving people jail sentences, whether they did anything or not, because they just want to scare people away from ever going to an occasion like this again. So our problem is that he's going to be extradited by Holland to Sweden. All the other cases of the EU summit that are now being held are being in the countries of people's origins. So the German people, they have their cases in Germany, and the Norwegians, they have their cases in Norway. Only Martin is the only one who is going to have a jail sentence or a court case in Sweden itself. And that's because Holland is very, very easy in extraditing its own citizens. Holland sent its citizens to America, everywhere. So he had a court case now about his extradition. He didn't want to be extradited, so he had a court case. And the court, they ruled that he has to be extradited to Sweden. But they gave special recommendation to the Minister of Justice, who has to decide about this, that he should not be extradited until the date for his court case is set, because otherwise he might have to spend there months in jail, even if he's not going to be convicted. And also that the court said that it's not heavy assault, but it's just normal assault, so it's a lower sentence for that. So he probably has to go to Sweden now. He is still appealing, but the chances of winning that are not very high. And then Minister Donner, he has to decide whether he's going to go to Sweden or not. And we can't expect very much from him, but we want to build up political pressure on him not to send him to Sweden, not only because of this case, but just because as a Dutch citizen, you have no protection whatsoever not to be sent away to another country, even if there's no evidence in your case. Just to be sitting there for months in jail for waiting for your sentence, and you just have no protection from the Dutch state. And so we're trying to put pressure on him. If he will be sent to Sweden anyway, then he will have his court case there. And we don't expect very much of that, even though we have the evidence. The lawyer says that they will probably not listen to us, because they're only interested in just putting people away to deter other people. And then he will probably be allowed to do his sentence in Holland, and then he will be sent back to Holland, and the sentence will be put to Dutch standards, which might mean that he gets a lower sentence. In the campaign now, we are trying to get the case into the media so that people will know about it, and we are trying to put pressure on Donner, who is ultimately the one that decides whether Martin is going to be to Sweden or not. And we are going to do this by doing actions and just asking attention for his case in different ways. We have not at the moment planned anything, because we want to wait for when the appeal is going to be, because that's going to be a focus point of our actions again now. So if you want to be kept informed about what we will do, you can go to the website, which is www.sternmaarten.org, and you can enlist yourself on our newsletter, and then we will inform you of what we are going to do and how you can help him. And you can also just look on the website for more information. There's a lot about also the other cases after Gothenburg 2001.